WEY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 80. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 57. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs around 85. Low 90s. Saturday, much cooler. Sunday, with highs in the mid-70s and showers. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden's top congressional priorities seem to have been thrown in doubt after House Democratic leaders canceled a vote on Friday on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The decision to put off the vote came after the president met with Democratic caucus on Friday and sided with progressives in linking passage of the infrastructure bill with the approval of a larger Build Back Better package of social spending and climate policy. Congress subsequently passed a 30-day extension of the federal highway programs that effectively relieved the pressure on lawmakers to finish the infrastructure bill, which included a reauthorization of the highway program. Authority for the programs expired on Thursday last week at the end of the federal fiscal year. The House has no further votes planned until the week of October 18th, but Biden insisted over the weekend that both bills can still get enacted, although he declined to offer a timetable. He said he knows how legislation gets done, and there's no reason, he says, why both these bills could not pass independently, except that there's not the votes to do it that way. He said it's a simple proposition. And late last week, USDA released a report on the impact of proposed changes to the stepped-up basis system of land valuation on family farms. The Senate Ag Committee Republican leader John Bozeman of Arkansas said disproves the Biden administration's claim that only 2% of family farms will be affected. In a summary, the report said the results suggest that of the estimated 32,174 family farm estates in 2021, 1.1% would owe capital gains tax at death, 18.2% would not owe capital gains tax at death, but could have deferred tax liability if the farm assets do not remain family-owned or operated, and 80.7% would have no change to their capital gains tax liability. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man has been charged with murder and domestic battery in the shooting death of his older brother. Police say 34-year-old Ricky Salazar was arrested last week and charged with second-degree murder in the death of 38-year-old Ricardo Salazar. He also faces separate charges of aggravated robbery, being a criminal in possession of a weapon, and cocaine possession. Police say the older brother was shot on August 15th in the area along State Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas, and died of his injuries on September 23rd. Ricky Salazar is being held Tuesday in the Wyandotte County Jail on $250,000 bond. Police in Topeka are investigating a suspicious death. Police say in a news release that officers were called shortly after 6 p.m. Tuesday night to the North Topeka East neighborhood near the riverfront to check on the welfare of a person. Arriving officers found a person unresponsive. Paramedics pronounced the person dead a short time later. Police did not release a person's identity or give any details about the death. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Wichita police say they found evidence of drug manufacturing after officers responded to an explosion that injured a 31-year-old man. Police were dispatched at around 1 a.m. yesterday morning to a shooting call in the 2500 block of South Roosevelt near Pontian Hillside. They arrived to find the man with a severe injury to his hand. Officer Trevor Macy said the injury was due to a butane lighter explosion. Macy did say officers were allowed inside the home where the explosion occurred, and they discovered evidence of illegal drug manufacturing and possible homemade explosive manufacturing. The Wichita Police Department bomb squad was activated, and officers safely removed items from the home. Law enforcement authorities in Shawnee County are investigating a series of business burglaries and have made an arrest. On October 1st and 4th, police responded to A&A Auto and Truck Parts in Topeka to take reports for two separate burglaries that occurred at the business. On Tuesday, police arrested 43-year-old Curtis D. Kellerman of Topeka and later booked him into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts joined eight other Republican governors at the U.S.-Mexico border to criticize Democratic President Joe Biden's handling of immigration issues. The governors called on Biden to take a number of actions, including building a border wall supported by former Republican President Donald Trump, requiring those seeking asylum to remain in Mexico instead of being allowed into the U.S., and prohibiting the entry of anyone who potentially poses a health risk. Prison officials in Nebraska say two inmates have died in as many days, including one who had tested positive for COVID-19 prior to his death. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release that an inmate in his 40s died at a Lincoln hospital Tuesday night after testing positive for the virus. I'm Rick Appert, and that's a look at your Thursday Nebraska news here on the Mid-America Network. You'll definitely want to take in the Fall 2021 Chisholm Trail Gun Show. One of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest, largest, and most popular gun shows, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show happens at Park City's Hartman Arena Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. A Midwest favorite, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show has table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 9th and 10th at Hartman Arena.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Republican Central Committee last week nominated Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds to replace the recently retired Sonia Hilchin. Bruna is a Washington native and had served as Deputy Register of Deeds, a post which is filled by Mackenzie Ryan of Green, who was recently hired. Bruna was the only applicant for the position. Her nomination is forwarded to the Kansas governor for final approval to the post. October 12th is the deadline for Kansas voters to register for the November 2nd election, which will include city races, school districts, bond issue, and special questions. In-person registration at county clerk's offices, city clerk's offices, and online at ksvotes.org is open. A recent move, name change, or change in party affiliation requires re-registration to be eligible to vote. Advance balloting begins October 13th, and ballots requested will be mailed, with final date for requests October 26th. Advance in-person voting ends at noon November 1st, with the general election November 2nd. A candidate forum for Marysville School District, Marysville Mayor, and City Council candidates is planned Thursday, October 14th, at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Hall, hosted by the Marysville Advocate and KNDY Radio. The city of Seneca recently adopted a 180-day moratorium on issuance of conditional use permits for commercial wind and solar energy projects within the Seneca zoning jurisdictional limits. This was at the recommendation of the City Planning Commission, who had requested the extension to further review current regulations and seek input on changes going forward. A back-and-forth decision process to proceed with purchase of two power plant engines for the city of Washington died without a vote on revised contracts after it was determined that an emergency situation did not exist, which would allow bypassing the city bid process. Another bid had been received, and the $1.5 million offer could not be raised. The matter raised additional discussion as to alternative solutions. Rehearsals begin Sunday, October 10th for the Marshall County Community Choir Cantata, which is planned December 5th. All interested individuals are to meet Sundays at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. An injury accident in Brown County Wednesday morning involved a Baileyville woman, 62-year-old Allison Muting, who was struck by a passing semi while she was waiting to turn at a field entrance off U.S. 75, about 5 miles north of Sabetha. Muting was transported to Sabetha Hospital with possible injury. The semi-driver was not injured. Connie J. Royal, age 74, of Beatrice, formerly of Liberty, passed away September 30th. Memorial service is planned Monday, October 11th at 1 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment will follow in the Dubois Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Connie Royal. Dallas L. Lockman, age 75, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, October 12th, 11 a.m. at Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment at a later date at the Prairie Home Cemetery, Diller. Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dallas Lottman.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have an upper-level low spinning across parts of Iowa into Missouri, Illinois. That's going to bring scattered chances for some showers and thunderstorms across the area once again for today. Otherwise, across much of the central upper parts of the Midwest, high-pressure system overhead, sunny skies, dry weather. We'll continue with dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into Sunday before a system moves through, bringing us a chance for some showers and thunderstorms late Sunday night into Monday. Otherwise, behind this system, we'll start to see some cooler temperatures back into the 70s. So across the area, fog early, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 62. And Saturday, partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October, 73, record high on this date, 94. The average low, 48, and the record low, 18. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening at 7:01.
There's nothing like a star-filled sky on a crisp autumn evening. We will point out the heavenly highlights for October on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 7th, the 280th day of the year. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma and singer John Mellencamp were born on this day. This Saturday in evening twilight, the crescent moon will hover closely above now brilliant Venus. A few nights after that dramatic conjunction, the just-past first quarter moon stands to the right of Jupiter and Saturn. On the 14th, the three form a triangle, with the moon in the upper middle, brilliant Jupiter to the lower left, and Saturn on the lower right. These three, conveniently grouped together and optimally illuminated, offer the finest targets for small backyard telescopes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice anytime at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs signed wide receiver Josh Gordon to the practice squad last week, shortly after he was reinstated by the league from his sixth suspension, most of those drug-related. The Chiefs added Gordon to the 53-man roster Tuesday, making it clear they do expect him to be a contributor when they play Buffalo Sunday night. Chiefs coach Andy Reid wasn't about to make any promises yesterday, but he did sound optimistic that the big, fast wide receiver can provide another element to what is already one of the league's best offenses. Baseball, the Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that outfielder Andrew Benintendi and left-handed pitcher Chris Bubik were named Royals Player and Pitcher of the Month, respectively, for the month of September, October. The awards are determined by a local media vote. Football, the Wildcats and Jayhawks both have a bye this weekend. Emporia State and Central Missouri meet up at 1 o'clock Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Chuck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Major League Baseball drama at the ballpark in Los Angeles. CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
Swing and a drive. Deep left field. This is one walk-off. Chris Taylor.
Taylor's two-run walk-off homer in the ninth inning on TBS led the Dodgers to a 3-1 thriller over the Cardinals in the National League wild card game. It's the first time they've won an elimination game at Dodger Stadium since they beat the Mets in Game 7 in 1988. The Dodgers, who chalked up 106 wins in the regular season, begin a best-of-five NL Division series in San Francisco tomorrow night. The Giants won 107 this year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Jayhawk Conference's championship football game will be held at the home of the Wichita Wind Surge at Riverfront Stadium. A press conference set for today to announce the partnership, with the game to take place the weekend before Thanksgiving. Rick Everett with your Thursday Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Sub-state volleyball assignments released include Marysville and the Sabufa 3A sub-state, along with Pleasant Ridge, Hiawatha, Royal Valley, Jeff West, and Rossville. Valley Heights is in the Waubunsee 2A sub-state with Republic County, Bennington, El Saline, Harrington, Sacred Heart, and St. Mary's. Frankfort's hosting a 1A Division I sub-state with Centralia, Donovan West, Onega, Blue Valley, Care Paravel, and Troy. Lynn will host a 1A Division II sub-state with Axtell, Hanover, St. John's Tipton, Pike Valley, Southern Cloud, and Wetmore. And Washington's in the Osborne 1A Division II sub-state with Clifton Clyde, Lakeside Downs, Thunder Ridge, Rock Hills, and Stockton. Sub-state volleyball is October 23rd with state tournaments the following weekend. High school football district assignments for 2022-23 were released this week. Marysville will be joined by Clay Sutter, Concordia, Hiawatha, and Rock Creek in 3A. Valley Heights joined by Republic County, Salinas Sacred Heart, Smith Center, and Waubunsee. Centralia joined by Jackson Heights, Onega, Troy, and Riverside in 1A 11-man. Among 8-man teams, Division I, Washington County faces El Saline, Clifton Clyde, Lincoln, and Rock Hills. 8-man Division II has Axtell, Frankfort, Hanover, and Lynn, joined by Donovan West and Blue Valley. These, again, are assignments for the next football season, districts 2022-23. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Friday night football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Concordia and our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfort. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TVL roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Hanover at Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. No college football this weekend as both Kansas and Kansas State are on a bye.
Hi, this is Chris Kleiman, head football coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. On October 8th, 9th, and 10th, Knights of Columbus members across Kansas will be handing out Tootsie Rolls and seeking donations for people with intellectual disabilities. Funds raised are distributed to local institutions and provide support to people with intellectual disabilities and are used to sponsor the Special Olympics basketball and cheerleading tournaments held in Hayes and Topeka this coming spring. When you see these Knights of Columbus members in their bright yellow aprons, please give your support as they help people with intellectual disabilities in the state of Kansas. Thank you, and go Cats!
Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated knows everyone can count on the Axtell Eagles fall sports teams to raise the roof at the events this week. The talented athletes have worked and practiced hard, so go for the wins, guys and girls, and good luck from your proud fans at Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated.
Can my tree be saved? I'm often asked this question when a homeowner discusses a crack in a large branch or trunk of their tree. Some can be saved and the hazard minimized with the help of cables and braces. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The solution starts with a call to a certified arborist to evaluate the tree and feasibility of installing a tree support system. Cables and braces are the usual means of support. Steel cables anchored into two areas on a tree are used to brace large branches in risk of failure. For example, two upward trunks with a V-shaped connection at the base are subject to breakage. The cable adds support, reducing the risk. Braces are rods placed through branches or a trunk with a visible crack. Cables may also be used for additional support. Once installed, these should be inspected every few years to make sure they're doing their job. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Americans know the bombs Japan dropped at Pearl Harbor, yet few have heard the story of over 9,000 bombs that were launched at the U.S. mainland in the last months of the war. That chapter of World War II is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was Saturday, May 5th, 1945, and 16-year-old Cora Connor was tending the switchboard in Bly, Oregon.
Our family job was to take all the calls that came through the switchboard, and a lot of people did have phones, so we could take messages.
That morning, Cora received an invitation to go on a picnic with the Reverend Archie Mitchell, his wife, and five other children.
My sister and I didn't go. The other children went to the picnic. I think that the dear Lord didn't want my sister and I. We were to be spared for a reason. And sometimes today I feel my reason was to get the story out.
Beginning in November of 1944, Japan launched the first of approximately 9,000 balloon bombs. The hot air balloons measured over 30 feet in diameter and were launched into the jet stream, which carried them toward the U.S.
They had some kind of sandbags on the bomb things, too, that would either raise the balloon or lower the balloon due to elevation. They were very cleverly made. And when this one came down, it just came down through the trees and was laying there.
The picnic outing to the forest soon turned deadly.
Curious children, yep. That was exactly what it was. And before the minister could yell at him, it's quite a little distance down from the road to where it is. He couldn't stop them or anything. They touched it, and there it was.
The bomb exploded, killing the pastor's wife and the five children. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Klamath Falls, Oregon. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a public auction of tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous for the Richard Harve Holly Estate. Saturday, October 9th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walnut, Waterville. Selling a number of tools, including power tools, two 9-inch table saws, a jointer planer, radial arm saw, scroll saw, belt sander, miter saws, reciprocating saws, plus lawn and garden items include a Toro 38-inch rodding mower, snapper 14-horse 33-inch rodding mower, push mower, Toro 5-horse 24-inch snowblower, aluminum mower ramps, gas weed eaters, a gas leaf blower, Coleman 5,000-watt gas generator, Homelite 16-inch chainsaw, several extension ladders, 12-gauge shotgun, also selling collectibles to include an oak 4-drawer gentleman's dresser with mirror and top side drawers, oak 5-drawer chest, 3-drawer dresser with mirror, over 20 Kansas license plates, 60s and 70s, plus other miscellaneous. This auction of tools and collectibles for the Richard Harve Holly Estate, Saturday, October 9th, begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walnut in Waterville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you bring houseplants inside for the winter, a sneaky little insect might come in too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Fungus gnats live in potting soil and will happily hop to your other plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you have houseplants, you might have annoying tiny bugs flying around them. They're called fungus gnats and infest the growing medium of potted plants. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says fungus gnats lay their eggs in moist soil, and the larvae live in the top 2 to 3 inches. The maggots then cause damage by nibbling on the plant roots. When an infested plant is moved, such as when you bring it inside from the outside, they swarm in a black cloud. They'll fly from pot to pot, so you could end up with several generations in different pots. He says one way to prevent them from settling in your houseplant soil is by keeping it on the dry side.
I know that we like to water our plants and keep them healthy, but if you can at least let the top surface of that soil in your pot dry out before you water it again, it'll keep it dry enough in that medium that they won't want to infest it. They like high moisture content in there.
When you buy soil medium, make sure it's been pasteurized. Larson says many people like to dig up soil in the yard and make their own potting mix, but it's also a good way to bring fungus gnats into the pot. Controlling the little buggers can be tricky. One way to start is by hanging a yellow sticky card that you buy at the gardening store. They'll get trapped on the glue, and it might kill enough of them to plummet the population. You can target the maggots with bleach and water.
A 1 part to 10 parts bleach and water solution that you can run through the pot and through the soil, and that will kill the maggots themselves. So that's kind of like cleaning the soil itself.
For biological control, a liquid bacterial drench called Natrol will also kill the larvae. Learn more about controlling fungus gnats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Each little bird that sings
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A South Dakota farming family's story about value-added enterprises. Today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Anthem Oats just started showing up on store shelves in selected parts of the U.S. These premium oatmeal products come from oats grown by Sumption Farms near Frederick, South Dakota. Taylor Sumption is one of five brothers in their families who make up the operation.
A venture like what we're doing 30 or 40 years ago would have failed miserably because we can't compete price-wise with the Quakers of the world and the big companies, but with the advent of the internet and social media, we can make our own promotional stuff fairly economical now.
Sumption says it seems to get harder to make a buck producing crops on a commodity basis.
Farmers are very intuitive. We find ways to make money and be profitable, and then it seems like you get squeezed down a little more. And watching that, the food dollar that goes to the farmer just keeps shrinking, the percentage. And just thinking that there's got to be a better way to add value to what we do out here.
Sumption says Anthem Oats are a premium product, priced similar to store brands or name brands, but that are identity preserved.
I just think that the consumers want to know where their food comes from and have a connection with the producers that grow it. It just seems like everything's starting to line up for that.
Tomorrow, the agronomic story of Sumption Farms. In the meantime, you can learn more at anthemoats.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the pesty army worm that's been infiltrating across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region has moved on from individuals' lawns that have caused some issues to many of the Kansas farm fields this fall. As Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth said that many Kansas farms are reporting sightings of the small worm, which feeds on turf grasses, vegetables, and other plants when other food sources become scarce. He says that across the state of Kansas there have been reports of all the different variants of the worm, including the army worms, true army worms, fall army worms, and the beet army worms, and that the infestation hasn't been this bad in near 13 to 15 years. The fall army worm that's making its presence known in the state of Kansas now prefers soybeans and alfalfa, though they will infest other crops as well if needed. Whitworth also says that trying to spray the pesticides doesn't really help the worms, and the best way of trying to get rid of the infestations is trying to cut different alfalfa or soybeans in order to rid the worms. He said that he has found many alfalfa fields across the state that had worm counts between 4 to 5 per square foot, and the fields were swathed instead of sprayed. In all cases, the worms did not return, and birds help in these fields as well by gorging on the worms after the foliage was cut, which helps expose the worms in the field. For more information, you can contact your local extension office or go to the website at the Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office. In other news, the Kansas Department of Agriculture has recently updated their interactive map on their website for the state of Kansas, showing the economic contributions of agriculture across the state. Located at the KDA website, this interactive resource can be used to find agriculture economic facts for each of the 105 counties across the state. The KDA annually updates the state and county economic contributions of the 72 sectors of agriculture and agriculture-related industries, which directly affect the state's economy. These sectors contribute to an estimated $47.3 billion in direct output and account for over 135,000 jobs across the state of Kansas. You can go to the website at agriculture.ks.gov. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing today a program aimed at expanding capacity for meat and poultry processing, addressing bottlenecks in the food supply chain created by the pandemic. According to a USDA media advisory, it will be a loan guarantee program. The White House issued a report in September blaming consolidation in the meat industry for increases in retail meat prices. They said the reality of today is that farmers are losing money on cattle, hogs, and poultry that they're selling at a time when consumers are seeing higher prices at the grocery store. The fact now that there are record profits or near record profits for those in the middle, Vilsack said. The four largest meat packers, Tyson, JBS, National Beef, and Cargill, control between 80 and 90% of the fed cattle slaughter market, according to the North American Meat Institute. And it's expensive to build a new meat processing plant. K-State's economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer said beef packing facilities cost about $100,000 per head of capacity to build. And the United Kingdom will begin negotiations with the 11 countries in the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership as it moves to join the multilateral trade agreement. The CPTPP includes Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Those are some of the world's largest pork-consuming nations. In June, the UK started the process of joining the trade bloc. Joining the CPTPP is among the pork producers and others' top trade priorities. The U.S. was part of the trade pact's predecessor, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Women have always had a role on the farm and face specific health risks. Ergonomics and reproductive health are top concerns on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A woman on the farm takes on several roles: caretaker, farm worker, and she probably has an off-farm job as well. The balancing act can lead to safety risks, putting her health in jeopardy. The 2017 Ag Census says 31% of farmers are women, but safety education in agriculture is often aimed at men in farming operations, and most farm tools and equipment are geared toward the male physique. Nisha Rose Davison is the Health Communications Director for the AgriSafe Network. She says women are suffering from ergonomic issues.
Dealing with the equipment and then the upper body and core strength associated with work on the farm, like if you're doing repetitive motion, we're seeing neck injuries, shoulder injuries, hand and wrist injuries, lower back pain, mostly all associated with ergonomics, so repetitive motions or just kind of the physical strength that's associated with work on the farm.
She says they're also looking at reproductive issues from lingering effects of chemical exposure.
If you are not pregnant, but in the preconception period when you're not even thinking about pregnancy, if you're working with certain chemicals, pesticides, that could have impact on your reproductive health. So you want to be mindful of making sure that you're reading labels of things that you're working with, making sure that you're wearing the proper protective equipment. You shouldn't be working with needles if you're working with livestock, especially if it's with hormones and you're pregnant.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm safety risks for women and download a health risk assessment tool at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit more green popping up on the board as we go through the day today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture also has released their weekly grain transportation report, as we've seen some issues, especially in the livestock industry, with some of the transportation problems getting to processors that has caused some issues in the market. But export sales for the week ending on September 23rd have shown the balances of wheat, corn, and soybeans for the marketing year totaling 50.9 million metric tons, down 16% from this time last year. The net corn exports were at 0.37 million metric tons, down 1% from last week, and the soybeans were sitting up 21% in the green compared to this time last week as well. On the rail side, U.S. Class 1 railroads originated more than 21,800 grain carloads during the week ending on September 25th, and that was a 13% increase from the previous week and a 13% less amount than just a year ago. That is sitting about 1% lower than the three-year average right now. So we are still having some complications with some of the transportation that has put pressure on the market, as we do see corn in the green right now a little bit for December, up 1 3/4 at 534. Kansas City wheat still in the red a bit. December down 3.5 at 741. And a half. Soybeans, they have rebounded after the rocky start this morning. November's up by 6.5 to 12.48.5. Meal for October down 70 cents at 320.90. And the oil for October in the green, 83 cents at 60 and 90 cents. After a red start to the day, the cotton is back up to where it's been seen over the last few weeks, back in the green, 39 cents higher for December cotton at 111 and 45 cents. The October is off the board officially at 113 and 10 cents. Livestock is still staying in the green with the continued pressures on that market in the process. Processors trying to keep up as well, but we are seeing some positive news there with continued buying power globally, with October live cattle up 127 at 125.10. Feeder cattle for October is up 260 right now at 159.40. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
KNDY.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.